Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The entire Russian team is banned from the September Paralympic Games. The International Paralympic Committee strongly condemned Russia's sports doping program, issuing a blanket ban on Russian athletes hoping to enter the September competition in Rio de Janeiro. The International Olympic Committee earlier approved the entry of about 70% of Russian athletes at the Rio Olympic Games, despite a scandal involving the doping of athletes there. Philip Craven is the president of the IPC.
And I cannot tell you how saddened we all were to learn that the state-sponsored doping program that exists within Russian sport regrettably extends to Russian Paralympic sport, parasport, as well.
The Paralympic Games are conducted for athletes with physical disabilities. As many as a million people filled the streets of Istanbul, Turkey, Sunday in a display of support for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The mass rally marked an end to nightly demonstrations that have taken place since an aborted coup in July. That's a Thai official announcing Sunday that voters have approved a new constitution. The country's military leaders say this opens the way to new elections. Preliminary results showed 62% of voters approving the constitution, 38% rejecting it. Syrian rebels Sunday broke a three-week government hold on the city of Aleppo, a major military setback for forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. Rebel forces surged through government territory in the eastern part of the city, pushing government forces out of military colleges and other locations they had held. This is VOA News.